So, Kurt, what about the season ticket update? I know we've been asking that a lot, but it also gives you a chance one more week to go out and sell these things. I know you're trying to get to 20,000 plus. What is the update on season ticket sales?
We're right around 19.5. About 93-94% of our goal. We're trying to get there. We've been doing great, actually, the last couple weeks, Mike. Sold a lot of tickets. I think people are obviously in the groove of the football season, and, you know, tomorrow plays a role in that. And we hope that Bronco Nation is going to step up and fill that place next Saturday when Washington State comes to town. And I have faith in them, and I think they will. And hopefully we can put on a good show tomorrow and get people even more excited about what's going on here at Boise State and get out there and get that place shaking next Saturday night, because we're going to need everybody to get that done.
Kurt, I wrote something about the, you know, the players, the generation they're from, how they look at things, the instant feedback that they get in their world with instant chat, instant gram, Google reviews from other people on things that they may want to buy or experience. And then I read a bunch of Fortune 500 companies' analysis of working with younger millennials in their workplace, and that those individuals aren't interested in annual job reviews or semi-daily. I want to know how I'm doing now, today, daily. They want daily feedback to know if they're on the right track, to what they want to become, how they want to get there, what they want to do. And I made the analysis, criticized by Mike Prater because of too many grammatical errors in the blog, but I thought brilliant in that. If there's ever a case to be made that the adulation and instant gratification of cheering has an influence on a young person's life, yeah, it is that statement. They want instant feedback. They ain't going to get it from a computer click. No offense against ESPN3 and on your phone watching games. That's great. Yell all you want at your phone. They can't hear you.
Right.
And I just think that that experience of going to games has a tremendous impact on these kids' willingness to want to play in them. And maybe I'm out of line. Yeah. You're closer to them than me.
Well, I mean, you played.
What's
the difference for you playing in a stadium that's full or a stadium that's half empty?
Well,
whether you're on the road or at home.
The road, I have to give it to them on the road. Oftentimes that doesn't come together. But when I had a choice, one of the biggest reasons I chose Boise State, because that stadium was filled, mm-hmm, and I said, they care.
Yeah.
There's enough people who don't care about things.
Yeah.
I know these people cared, and that had a big impact on me.
Well, you look at our capacity over the last 15 years, and it's probably between 95 and 97% full over that time. And then look at our record at home. So I think without a doubt, at least at Boise State, wins without question correlate with how many people are in the stands. And we've all been in there. That place is as loud as most places I've been. And I'm talking about bigger stadiums with more people and more seats. Bronco
right.
Stadium, when it's rocking on third down and we're on defense, there is no question that an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kid is maybe going to give that little bit of extra effort because they know that those fans are behind them. And, I mean, there's no question about that. You know, when people talk about, well, we can watch it on TV, we can be on our couch, we can watch it on our phone, you know, whatever the case may be, what you can't do there is feel it. You can't get that game environment and that feeling, that rush of, you know, 37,000 people on their feet being as loud as it can be. I mean, that's a great feeling, not just for the guys on the field and our coaches, but the people in the stands. I mean, you can feel that. And so there is no question that our success correlates to how many people are in that place every Saturday or Friday or Thursday or whatever the heck it is, you know.
Yeah.
And so, or whether it's at 9:30 or 6:30 or 4:30, I mean, it there's no doubt in my mind that our team is better when that place is full. Now we may still win, but I think about those critical times during the game when we got to make a stop, or we got to come up with a big play, or we make a big hit on special teams. When that crowd's loud like that, our team takes it to another level, without a doubt. I think it's critical that those people are there supporting them. And we talk about justifying them being there. I mean, we got, you know, 85 kids out there on Saturday, 100, or how many were suiting up in Albertson Stadium, and they're giving everything they have because they know those people in the stands are behind them. So, Now, there's no doubt in my mind. There's a direct correlation between how loud, how many people, and how well we play. I have no question about that.
Now, that's the hard thing to communicate sometimes. I think for myself, I hear the new fan experience and the conveniences of home and all of that, and I get it.
Yeah.
It allows me to watch more games at once.
Right.
And yet, I don't know how we represent what the 18 to 22-year-old gets out of that experience that the patron provides.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to communicate that
the time. Well, you know, a good way to measure that, too, about how our guys feel about it, when you hear them talk about our fans, you hear them talk about support, you hear them talk about one of the reasons they came to Boise State, because they came on a recruiting trip during a game, and they've been in that stadium. So they feel that. I mean, there's no question that our fans affect way more than just the result of the game. I mean, we've got our top recruits come on those weekends. So when we're packed and we're loud and our team's playing great and we're winning games, that's helping us get the kind of players that we need here to be successful. I mean, they do so much more probably than they realize, our fans, in terms of what they've done to help make this program what it is. And you know, I don't just get up in front of the media and say, we need you to be there just to say it. I mean, there's a reason for that. There's a lot of things that they contribute to helping us build the kind of program that we've been able to build here. And there's, without question, we could not do it without all our fans. And I mean, we love them. We appreciate them.
All right. Out. The Road fans will be there tomorrow at Louisiana with the 10 a.m. kickoff. We thank you once again for joining us, Kurt.
Yeah, appreciate it.